Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The reason why we share testimonies is because we are living proofs of the faithfulness of God. We cannot expect those who are in the world to celebrate our God for us. They do their own thing. We must do our own thing. Hallelujah. So it may look like a small testimony to you, but that's because it's you. But to the person who covenanted with the Lord, and I don't know if my message will really get into that this morning, but there's really a sense in which we understand covenant. Okay? Covenant is different from a promise. Are you with me? A covenant is what? It's different from what you may call a promise. A covenant, for instance, God's provision for your prosperity is not a promise. It's a covenant. Which means if you play your part, God will play his own part. If you pray from now till 2055, you may accumulate a lot of anointing, but you'll be poor. God is not a man. He looks at those that have been marked for death, and he appoints them as princes. So it's not a promise, it's a covenant. Which means you find your own part in that agreement and fulfill it. God will not prosper any man whose finance does not go into kingdom activity. He will not. He will not. Because you are spending that money somewhere. He said, Abraham, give to me the only son that I've given you. God didn't give him Ishmael. The only one I gave you. I will not ask you for what I did not give you. So it should not be a problem. You knew the way you prayed and fasted. Father, if you can open this door for me. He has opened it now. Now the job has come between you and your maker. Somebody here. So God will never ask you for anything. I mean, there was a day that I had to pay my tithe. And it was itching towards six figures. You understand? Six figures. You know, it just occurred to me that let's even look at this tithe. Is it, are we even support? You know, I tried to think like a carnal man. So I was listening to Apostle Arume. He was just preaching. He just said, something. He just diverted. And then talked about people who struggle with paying their tithe. You know, I did not let him land. I brought out my first bank mobile. I beg, Baba, take your money. I beg, I know. You know, that same week, I got a particular fund from someone I wasn't expecting. The person was not owing me money. But that fund was, let's say, that tight, like times 100. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just telling you, you can't beat God to it. Do you understand? And you will pay whichever way. You will pay whichever way. Either there will be surge on your Uber. And please, it's not really about tithe. It's about kingdom. Somebody that gives 40% of his salary to God's work, helping needy people. When I give to needy people, I don't give to them. I'm not a philanthropist. I use my money to serve God. Offering time is not blessing time, it's worship time. Offering time is what? Worship time. I worship God with my money. When I give you 10 naira, it is God giving you through my hands. I'm not trying to score a point with God. So once your mindset changes, there is nothing God has put in. God can return it now if he wants. Now. Or he can allow that thing go into the ground as a seed. and then grows up in the future, and you don't know where why God decided to bless you. It was your seed. He gave a seed to the sower and gave a bread to the eater. So it is your duty to find out, is this seed or bread? Why we put it in your hand? If you know you don't have father or mother to fight for you, better hear what I'm telling you. Because your seed you must plant, but your bread you can ask for. We tell you, put it on the altar. Your bread, though, and you will go hungry. After you sow that seed, you'll be broke for 3 weeks. But the sacrifice, the element of sacrifice in that thing you have done, is what makes it become valuable in the spiritual. God doesn't get hungry. So if you are hungry, you won't know. You understand? But the element of sacrifice. And that's why it seems we are praying and we are preaching and shouting and going to, and there's no change, because there's no element of sacrifice in what we are doing. We do what is convenient. Even in our worship. But you know that when you listen to that song that is trending on Instagram, you know that's not the way you dance in your room. Don't worry, we'll not mention your name. But you know what I'm saying. We went to a wedding yesterday, you know, to the glory of God, amen. We were wowed. We were wowed. See the way people dance. As I like my father-in-law, Pastor W.F. Kumuyi. He has managed all of you. Before you bring the dance of Babylon to the church, he says, sit down. Sing him. What a friend we have in Jesus. You don't like that song?
What a privilege to God.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Now, do you like that song? Do you feel blessed by it? Can you lust with that song? So the difference is clear. So try to sing hymns. It's not ancient. It's for you. We made it for you. Sing hymn. It puts your soul in a tranquil state. Now maybe we'll have a service very soon. We just come and sing hymns and allow different people come and lead us. The house of Judah will just back up. So even if you are off key, don't worry. Today is for off, we call it off key service. Psalm 90 and from verse 70. And let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. Say amen. Amen. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands. Yes, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you need to attract the beauty of God. There's something God puts over your life that just makes you lovable. It's called the beauty of the Lord. Our God is beautiful. He is not handsome. You won't find the scripture refer to him as handsome. There's a feminine side of God. That when you look at him, you can't hate him. You love him. You go beyond the realm of loving by faith. You fantasize. You imagine what it means like to be with him when you finally meet him in glory. You imagine not another day, but this moment. When you are with him, that moment where you are just there in his presence and you are being blessed by just being there. It's not keyboard controlled. It's not something modulated by a very powerful singer with a sonorous voice. It's just that moment in your room, that moment you and God, that jealous moment that you can't share with another man. The beauty of the Lord. The beauty of the Lord. That is what David asked for, that if this beauty can come upon us, our works will be established. Because when God wants to establish your works, he will use men. It takes somebody to say, she can do it, let her do it. The person might not even know you from anywhere, but there is a divine recommendation. And most times, those who are being used to recommend don't even know that they are being used to recommend. There was a man, Gamaliel. Was it Gamaliel? That spoke concerning Jesus. And he said, look, if this guy is of God, you can't do anything against it. But he spoke by the Spirit. The man said, it is better for one man to die and the nation be saved than for an entire nation to perish. But he did not know that he prophesied about the salvation of the nation of Israel and even the whole world. So people may speak prophetically sometimes and may not even know. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the beauty of the Lord come upon me so that the works of my hands might be established. Pray for yourself in 1 minute. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seats. Proverbs chapter 24, 3 to 4. Proverbs 24, 3 to 4. Hallelujah. I love the word of God. It has a way of just letting you know without reservation, without recourse to any man. Anybody can say what he likes, but whatever God has documented, that's it. If God's word says none shall be buying in the land, that's it. Regardless of the doctor's report, there is a spirit of faith by which we must hear the words of faith. It is one thing for you to say, Father, I believe. But do you have the hearing of faith? Because the hearing of faith is the channel through which the seed of God will be received and planted. Everybody knows God can do everything. But is God doing everything for people? It's not. There's a hearing of faith. There's a way I posture my ears to hear what I'm looking for. That not shall be barren in the land. It is a hearing of faith. There's a way I hear it. What I'm hearing is God's ability. I'm not hearing the doctor's report. Say, for we know that through faith, the words were established by the word of God, not by the calculation of Satan or Lucifer. We know that the words were framed through the word of God. If you want your Christian life to be productive, you must come into the hearing of faith. There's a spirit of faith and there's a hearing of faith. The spirit of faith will be imparted to you to believe. But there's a way you hear, it can nullify that which is being imparted. There is a hearing of faith that may be granted to you, especially in the area of discernment. But it may not be granted to you in the area of visions. I don't know if you are with me now. So you may be granted entrance by the hearing of faith for witty inventions. Creative hearing. When people talk to you, your mind begins to work like a computer, synthesizing all those data that is coming and creating a structure through which those things will become realistic or functional. So you need that kind of mind in the place of enterprise. You need that kind of mind in the place of business. You need that kind of mind that makes people wonder, how does your brain work? Most people don't know that growing up as a child, I used to be an artist. When I say artist, I'm not talking about a musician. I'm talking about painting, drawing. I could put a mirror in front of myself on the table and draw myself. A clear lookalike. But you know, when we became Christians, they told us we must shy away from every work of darkness. In fact, the Bible says, do not put any image, graven image. Those are the kind of messages we were listening to. So I could not be a painter or an artist. I could not be a lawyer. All the things that my heart wants, they say God does not want. So I sacrifice. Imagine me being in the courtroom. I'll be messing with your mind. Can you tell this court? I will just be messing with your mind. Because my mouth moves faster than my brain. I'll just be messing with your mind. I'll say some things before I even say, okay, what did you say? But they say, if I want to make heaven, for the sake of our eternal redemption, I must shy away. There are other things you can do. But now, it's even better to be a lawyer. If we ever knew 20 years ago that to be an artist would be anything like it is now. In fact, I would just crucify all those people, those Deeper Life brothers. because now the money has moved online. It's not all this going to bank and wearing coat like Kenny. You can wear coat and be broke. You may be a forex trader and be rich. You may be selling your designs online and making money. Somebody is there shouting, say, you are welcome to EcoBank. For what? Are you greeting me because you love me or you love my money? Do you love me? No. It's my money now. Don't let anybody deceive you. My wife, her last birthday, there was a particular company that called, oh, we are so happy to celebrate your birthday. I'm like, who? She didn't send any message to them. The only thing is just that she wanted to move some of these statutory government, like insurance, what do you call those things? Insurance, pensions, all those things. So she was considering moving to another organization, company. She has not moved. It's just a thought. And they came to celebrate her bed. I said, I'm just looking. I say, sure, sir, I'm not going to go back to this kind of corporate life. Let people be calling me. So I now imagine if Buhari was doing his birthday, people will just come like that. He doesn't know them. He's seen them for the first time. We love you. When I was in my birthday, we went somewhere. People came and were singing for me. I don't know any of them from anywhere. Maybe they paid for them to come and sing. I don't know. They say, happy birthday. I just say, pastor was there, was just smiling. I say, oh boy. It could make person be person. It could make person be person. What I mean by that, if you don't understand Nigerian English, it's good for you to have influence. There are some things God will do for you. You will not spend a dime. Others will pay their nose. People will pay for you to fly first class. Your worldview will just change. We are in the same plane, but it's not the same experience. It's called first class for a reason. Just the same way you don't pick it up on the street of your university. It's the same way you don't pick first class by wishing it. Business class can be as high as 22.5 million. Abeg, leave me for my economy. Now Dubai will they go soon land. But you see the kind of room, the space, they can give you wine. See, once you leave this world, nobody will serve you wine in heaven. It's bread and fish. 5 loaves. And for those of you that don't like fish, they give you butter. Now, this is not a doctrine, but I warn you. Enjoy what you want to enjoy before you leave this world. Because when we get there, we'll just be worshiping him. And you worship, you won't even remember you're hungry. So eat, fly first class. Take your wife out. All this noise she's making, take her, fly first class. She'll be all right. Just be angry. Do a transfer of 1.5 million, Kenny. You see, try me. If she doesn't appreciate you, I will return the money. I like this kind of anger. Let my husband be getting angry like this. She will tell her friend, my husband of late, oh my God. All this church is threatening you, Pastor David. Pastor David is in a very precarious position. Because wherever they take the matter to, he's already at fault. If they say he has an issue with his wife now. This man that doesn't talk. No. This is the guilt. You just hang Pastor David and crucify him. Don't even ask who did what. Say, is it two of you? Hang this man. Hang him. Knock that name now. Because the wife is JJ. I don't know how you brothers do this election. But some of us are not so lucky. Do you understand what I'm saying? They are there. They are listening. Some brothers are not so lucky. They can't say the things I'm saying. Because the wife is fire. If you try anything, you will get your answer now. Say, my wife is fire. Eh? Through wisdom, a house is what? Through anointing? Through what? That house can be an enterprise. It can be a relationship. It can be a new business. It can be the next phase of your life. God says that it is one thing to know the allocation of power, but that power must be distilled, broken down into wisdom steps. If not, you may be anointed and you lose your wife. You may be anointed and lose your husband. You may be anointed and you lose your job. And God will not be angry. God will not cry. Tell your neighbor, you need wisdom. You may not know. I'm not telling you wisdom for living. I'm telling you, this is the wisdom of God. He said, through wisdom, it's a house built. And for it to be established, you need what? Understanding. That means it is not enough to know how, to know that which is called wisdom. You must be able to say, this was the process. Wisdom speaks about process. You understand how we actually got here. The moment I decided I was going to become a Christian, I consecrated my mornings to the Lord. And then you can tell people, this was how I began to build my life with the Lord. I consecrated my mornings. So I decided I will not check Instagram first thing in the morning. I will not check who has sent me a message first thing in the morning. When I wake up, whether I feel like it, you consecrate your morning. Now, everybody speaks in tongues. Everybody prays in the morning. But not everybody has the attitude of consecration. So, for you, we are all praying, but I have made a decision not to go the way of my generation. So, it becomes a wisdom step, a posture, a foundation that has been laid. Then you continue to do it. You can also decide, every 3 hours, I go into my restroom in the office, and then I pray in tongues for 5 minutes. You decide, or take a stroll. Through understanding, it is established. That means a house may be built, but not be established. That's why people lose grounds that they have covered. So you cannot ask for wisdom without asking for understanding. It is understanding. Wisdom tells you what you need to do. Understanding lets you see into the mind of God to know why that thing has to be done that way. You see God's mind. This is why for someone like myself, you can tell yourself, I cannot start my day eating, for instance. You tell yourself, because you've looked at your life, you've seen the way your life has played out, then you realize that when you started doing certain things, the trajectory started changing. Then somebody tells you, I'm taking you for breakfast. Which is your breakfast? I beg, biko. Because now you know that anything as far as it concerns you in this matter, you want to play in the big boy league. You want to be like a Daniel in Babylon. You will eat vegetable. You eat vegetable. Without raw one, no, you don't rinse it. Like goat. But how many of you love the wisdom of Daniel? But you don't like that kind of diet. It's not the vegetable. It's the posture, what that thing represents that I'm trying to tell you. This is the part that nobody will tell you. They will just tell you, when I started my business, I remember then we were somewhere in Surulere. We had just one small shop. That's why you go to business meetings and listen to our big, so-called big men in Nigeria talk about. You don't hear the back-end process in the binary language, 0 and 1. There were certain things they did. If they tell you, you will use Bible to counter it. You, because you are a Bible study teacher, you will use Bible to say it doesn't mean. But look at your life. Look at his own. If in your house, you grew up to be the lion of the tribe of your house, and in your house, you saw the way your dad would eat 6-7 pieces of meat, because he is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Then you got married. Told your wife, I want my meat in a separate plate. This is not a buka. Because anything you eat, you go hear Amo. Anything you eat, anyway, thank God we are all here. And in case you think it's easy on the other side, they are falling down and collapsing in Europe. They say, inflation rate 6%. Inflation is 6%. I'm done laughing. You see the way you two laughed. They say, can you imagine? Inflation is 6%. Oh my God, bread is so expensive. Is it compulsory to eat bread? We have stopped eating bread in Nigeria. In my area, bread is 750. 750. If you are strong, go and buy. And your children, they don't know the price. Oh, as you, they will even be asking you, do you have more? So, if you want to show yourself, come. I'll take you somewhere. Buy bread. Buy bread. Let's see who will last. We'll start by buying one, then buy two, buy three. Do you know what I'm saying here? That bread used to be 200 naira, 250, 750. Then maybe in a week, depending on the size of your family, you buy four. That's how much? 750, 1,500, 3,000 in a week. And I spend more than that. Because it's just the way to keep the sanity in the house. I beg, there's bread on the table. Let this man of God rest. I spend 3,000 in a month. Huh? You said? Gary? No, don't go to Gary. No, we are rich here. This is a rich church. We are very wealthy. So, now, don't forget the fact that sometimes I get into the house, I stopped at the bakery, I picked up two loaves of bread. My wife doesn't know I've bought some bread. She stopped over. So, I'm talking about my own budget for bread, not the one I give, the one I say, okay, for the family. I'm talking about, I'm just passing by. And I pay 3,000. Now in a month, that's what? 12,000. There's somebody in that corner of my estate who decided that instead of selling the bread for 750, which would have put all of us in at gunpoint, because we don't even have a choice. Do you understand? We don't have a choice. I'm talking about understanding here. It may not be that your service or product is bad, but you must understand pricing. Yeah. You must understand pricing, because if you don't, it will be philanthropy. I just want to bless you, brother. Actually, you should be paying 1,500, but you know, just take it for 300 naira. This is serious stuff here. I'm telling you why some of you, even though through wisdom the business was established, it was founded, but it was not established. Because you don't understand pricing. You don't understand your market. So somebody was in my... there's one bakery in my area that looks like a bookshop. I've never stopped for once. The thing looks like MMM. That's what they write. But it was later I realized it was something else. But it looked like... I just drive past it. I've never thought of stopping by. But when bread became 750, then my wife told me, there's this bakery MMM or something that's 600 or something. 500. Then now it's 600. Okay? I said, all those cheap bread, you know. So I went into my usual popular joint where we buy the bread for 750. Then I realized that if we continue like this, so I decided to stop by at the MMM shop. I said, you know, for me, I just couldn't deal. Like, my taste bud has been conditioned to that other one. So when I bought that bread, 750, I asked for two. I was not happy. So when I got, my wife said, you're going to love it. I just took a slice. I said, oh man, we are not poor. But it's only in my mouth I'm saying it. I could not stop by at the other 750 joint. I'm just saying, we are not poor. This bread tastes terrible. It's horrible, man. I was saying it. We are not poor. Trying to psych myself up. We are not poor. Hallelujah. We are not poor. My wife left me to be drinking my pepper water. The next day, I said, that other bread of yesterday. So I took it now. I said, it's tasting better. If you like, let it not taste better. The joint where we pay one, because most times we buy at least two, so you are buying 1.5. Nobody is smiling at you. It's 1.5. If you want, take it. Don't take it. Forget about it. Just take it. Because you may come tomorrow and here it's now 800. So you buy now. Those of you who are looking at me, is because you don't have children. You are just looking at me. Because even that bread you bought is for 1 week. But when you have three voracious children, voracious, they don't... My son asked me, say, Daddy, are you rich? I laugh. I say I can't answer that question on national TV. Amy, I don't answer that kind of question, though. The day the, your... Oh, let me not quote my Yoruba proverb for you, because I just... The day a child begins to ask that, what kid is father? I mean, I know there's a way they used to. Those who know, you see, this brother understands what I'm saying. Do you know that proverb? The day a child grows up, I mean, how did this, that he will be asking that, what kid my father? That means he's ready to go and revenge and also die. Success is not an accident. Success is never an accident. Somebody is doing something deliberately. Yeah. Even as a pastor, when people tell you that this church, God just feed this church to people, it's a lie. You are doing something. All these people, they are praying further and die. Have you ever been there? You didn't see people. At Onike, MFM headquarters. Have you been there and you didn't see people better than you there? See professors, vice chancellors, there, pray. You are here speaking grammar and you are still in this Muoleru village. Just hold your side. You understand? What is pursuing them? May he not pursue you. That's the only thing I will tell you. Don't open your mouth now and be saying what you don't understand. When you hear, oh God of Elijah, then before the prayer lasts, people are already, somebody's getting it. When you hear cider, you know that my father and the Lord is in the house. Understanding is important. Understanding is important too. It's not just that you got the right answer. Can you replicate this thing? Can you repeat it? Are you an accidental civil servant? Listen, the Bible says the wealth of the sinner will be converted to the righteous. For that to happen, you must understand the way the mind of a sinner works. Somebody was going to buy Twitter and then all of a sudden he said, I'm putting it on hold. Are you with me now? Some of you are only chatting and posting there. I even want to join that Twitter now. All the latest gossips are there. There's a way Twitter has a character that is different. I don't understand it, but the only mistake I made was that I opened my account in my name. I should have used one, a Niger Ninja or something, so that you will know I'm the one. We'll be abusing ourselves. We'll be doing shaking for ourselves there, because no, Twitter Street doesn't know Egbon. It doesn't know Aburo. It doesn't know Eda brother. If you do anyhow, you see anyhow. The guy was going to pay for, please hear me, for those of you who are in business, he was going to buy the company, and then the shares fell. Dami, do you understand? You know this story. Something happened to the stock the period before Elon Musk paid fully for Twitter recently, and the thing nosedived, I think a certain percentage. Somebody tweeted something. Now, please hold that thought. He wanted to pay for something, and somebody said, go and check, for instance, the bad loans of that company. You are buying over a company. Go and check, sir. The spam account. Aha. Please, can you explain that? Is there...
Say fake account. Some fake account. So you needed to ascertain the percentage of fake account.
That alone dropped the market value. But do you know that that same stunt can be pulled? And then the value comes down so that he's able to buy cheap. But he already knows that Twitter will do well, not because of his previous status, but because he's Elon Musk. For you to be wealthy, God does not need to put money in your hand. But he needs to make your mind wealthy. You have this mindset that my advantage is the wisdom of God. Even if the horse is dying, the donkey is dying, if I take over that business, there will be a wisdom from heaven that will flow into this mind, and that company will start getting up again. The moment you have that notion that nothing dies around you, that you are not just made a living soul, but a life-giving spirit, that means you are able to transfer life to anything that surrounds you, and you can say nothing dies around me, except God approves it. So we're talking about understanding here. Understanding is the reason why you go back and realize that for me to get into a particular space, for instance, you want to begin to work remotely, that there are certain things I need to do, which does not include praying. Say amen. Did you hear what I said? I said there are certain things you need to do, which does not include what? Prayer. What prayer does is that it brings you into revelation knowledge of what you need to do. But after that thing has been revealed, it's not prayer again. Is somebody with me? A lot of prayerful people are broke. A lot of prayerful people are losing their families. A man of God was with another, went to visit a servant of God, and he saw his children. And the man was wearing a very lovely, you know, this man of God visiting, very lovely suit, very lovely shoes. And the children of the pastor came to him and said, Daddy, we love your outfit. Oh. Very young children, teenagers. The man said, yeah, it's God's glory. Don't worry, when you grow up, you also become a man of God. They say, God forbid. Say, we don't want to be poor like Daddy. Children said that about, forget about that as a pastor. The children are already thinking about it. Oh. As they look at you, they are already forming an idea about the kind of wife they will marry. And they pick that idea from you. The way you treat your wife. If you are born in a family where it is the mother that's always in charge, making sure everybody is okay. If you are not careful, the children may go and get married to a spouse where they believe the man is supposed to sit down. It's not like the mother said, do it like that. She is doing it because she needs to fend for her family. But if she doesn't pull the ear of the son may not know. You will just notice, after all, my mother was. Then you go and marry a Jezebel. That will now tell you that in this house, and for Mikwere, in this house, you cannot try that thing. So it's not just to say, hey, my children are observing. Tell them, speak English to them. Young man, what's your name? My name is Joshua. Good. Hear me. In this house, we don't push, we don't beat, we don't slap. The only person with the right to discipline is the person speaking to you now and your mother. I teach them that you don't respect somebody simply because you prostrated. You respect them by how you treat them. Now, it's good to prostrate, but it's a cultural thing. And in the UK, nobody needs that. They will think it's child abuse. My mother traveled to the UK, got to the airport, saw her elder sister, and she went on her knees and greeted her in Yoruba. And the woman was so upset, walked away. Said, look, madam, you don't do this here. He said, how am I supposed to greet the mother of the house? Our parents are dead. Said, no, don't do that. Get that. You could create problems here. Get up. I brought pepper for you. Madam, leave all those things and get up. Ali, get up, brother. Don't. You kneel down here. You kneel down there. And people begin to ask you, where is this person from? So, certain things are perspectives in terms of culture. But how you treat people is universal. Understanding. You want something to be established so that your children can meet something and they can take ownership of it. It's understanding. You know why you are doing it. Not that you start, I want to go into UIUS, and then tomorrow somebody comes and say, I'm on a Python, no. Now Python, it does his hand like this, say Python. And before you know it, you abandon UIUX. You are chasing a snake. You begin to look. Excuse me, you didn't study IT. You don't even know why this young person is interested in Python. Everybody will share his persuasion with you. But you, what do you think you should be doing? I was talking to my account officer. She called me and I was like, so what are you doing? Are you through with your program? I said, I've finished and I started on that one. She said, but you are not going to need these things. I said, who told you? She said, which one are you doing now? I said, I'm doing a course in IT. She said, you didn't study IT. I said, I know. She said, but you are doing a course now. I said, yes. He said, which aspect? I said, business analysis. He said, sorry, sir. I need to come and see what exactly is going on. I said, you won't understand. The soul never gets old. It doesn't age. But it can be stale. It doesn't. It doesn't get old. When you get to the age of 50, you will realize you still feel like yourself. It's just that everywhere you go, they put 50 behind your name. But for you, you are still that small girl. You still see yourself as that small girl. But, brother, you are 50. You are getting close to dying. You are getting 50. Then you don't realize that you are still that old dummy. Like, some of you, like, actually taught you. You had aunts and uncles that you thought, men, these people are 30 years old, they are 35. Wow. I can't wait to be 35, I can be free. You eat 35, you realize that you are still carrying paper up and down. I'm due for promotion. You are fighting for your rights. But when I saw these people, I thought, they will not tell you. Then now some of you, I think when I'm 50, I will have grown-up children. They'll be bringing money. And then your wife, your son has gotten married to one girl from Milton Keynes in the UK. And that one doesn't believe in, me and my husband, we are family, doesn't believe in sending money anywhere. Voila. The only way to keep your mind and your soul fresh is through knowledge. That's the only way. But you must have a clear understanding on why exactly you are doing what you are doing. So that you will not just be jumping from place to place. Even if you decide to learn how to be a caterer or a baker, you can get all the knowledge now. And through wisdom, establish a business. But for the first 3 months, you may be running at a loss. Why do you decide to stay in that business? It's only through understanding. You already know that there is a time in your life, no matter what you do, nobody will ask you what you are selling. You already know. So you already calculated that it's just a matter of what? Of time. You already know. And some of you are making that mistake. And don't make it because I made it. To say you sit down in an organization for 15 years, 10, 20 years, because you want to be known to as a loyal person. The only person entitled to stay in that company that long is the owner of the company. All my bosses that I was following, Dwenga, don't worry, I'm moving to Fidelity. We are moving together. Till tomorrow. Understanding is key. You need to get it right. I love the nursing profession, but it's not for me. You must be very caring to the point that you don't mind not being a boss in your life to want to be a nurse. Because there can only be one matron. There's no personal interest. Only one matron. she's MD's daughter. There can only be one matron. So why? If you have a leadership instinct, if you have a creator mindset, why do you want to be a nurse? If your primary gene is care, be a nurse. If you are someone that likes to play around with creating things, it could be in any field or wherever it is you find yourself, you can't be a nurse. Because you may just want to close your eyes for 5 minutes and tell you, oh, there's one patient somewhere. You have to get up and go back. But meanwhile, my brother is in IT and he wakes up in the middle of the night and he has this idea flowing in his head. He starts writing codes. So everybody is staying awake, but for different reasons. It's understanding. I didn't used to wear glasses. It was staring at the computer that gave me glasses. So, between my wife and I, there's a healthy challenge. There's a healthy challenge. Because I already know my weakness. My primary weakness is I cannot sit with you for long and talk to you if the intellectual might is not there. No matter how much I love you, it's just a weakness. I've prayed it didn't go. I don't care how beautiful you are. If I talk to you, and we cannot engage at that level. His girlfriend, though, not wife. But that's me. Some people are not like that. So, when we have that conversation at home, there's always that conversation around continuous personal development. What if something happens to me tomorrow? Do you understand what I'm saying? What if something happens to me tomorrow? Then I cross over there and I'm wondering what's happening to my children. Develop you for you. Understanding is key. Let me just use the next 10 minutes to wrap this up. Now, like I shared with you, in Genesis chapter 1, when the Lord spoke to Adam when he created him and said, and he blessed him. God wasn't talking to Adam. He was transferring the blessing. He was communicating a generational blessing. Give me Genesis chapter 1, maybe verse 27 or verse 28. And the Lord said to Adam, be fruitful and multiply. Look, okay, God blessed them. And said unto them, so the channel for transferring the blessing was through words. God wasn't talking to Adam. He was blessing him. And God blessed them and said, it wasn't a conversation. It was a transfer of what? Of blessings. Did Adam know the value of the blessing? No. The man who took his boy up the mountain and was going to sacrifice him until God stopped him, did he know the value of the blessing? Yes. Abraham. When God said, in blessing, I'll bless you. And in multiplying, I'll multiply you. Whoever blesses you shall be blessed. And whoever curses you shall be cursed. Because of the element of sacrifice that was, you know. So God has already proven, you don't need to test it again, that if he blesses you beyond your willingness and capacity to sacrifice, it will not last. You can't be a pastor and be throwing about your pot belly. I go for meetings and I see a lot of pastors with a lot of pot belly, unhealthy lifestyle. It's called moderation. The same thing, you may be an IT person. I have a very bosom friend who is in IT, works remotely, makes about maybe $7,000 every month. We live in the same bagada here. He doesn't go out. Because all you need to do is to be angry. If you are angry, that door will open for you. I do HR, and my friend who is in IT said to me, say, look, Benga, if you want to get into HR remote space, you must have a background in technology. That's what the person said to me. It was just a regular conversation. The way we see Damian and we talk. He said, look, Benga, you have to get a background in IT. And that's what took me to studying IT. They don't need to know my local government. That exam is denominated in pounds. You fail it, you lost your money. I'm still saving the money now. If somebody asks you to bring £400 to come and write a 40 minutes exam, £400. You now want to fail. Wouldn't you think twice before you enter the exam? What you are writing or answering is not what the next person beside you is answering. And you can even do it online and fail. Then you will ask yourself, who sent you to write this exam? By the time you multiply £400 times 800 naira, that's how much? Huh? 400? Huh? 240,000. If you want to burn money, is that the best way to burn it? To put kerosene and burn it? 250,000, just put kerosene. 320,000. You feel like wasting your life. You just put kerosene. Carry pounds in 50 bills. 50 pounds denomination. You will not put fire. If you put 300,000 in naira and put fire, and you put you put £400 in pounds beside each other and you put fire, which one will pay you? Which one will you feel the pain the most? This naira can burn. It doesn't mean anything. See this one. The space is massive. It's out there for you. But you got to give yourself that time. Take the next 3 months and get involved. Don't pray. Get involved. The prayer you prayed is why I'm telling you what I'm telling you. That's the answer to the prayer. But you must now... Why is laughing? You must now find a field. The Bible says in Proverbs 31, woman locates her field and she buys it. She doesn't get it for free. She buys it. She pays the price. Gets it up because you got an HR, so it don't mean nothing. Get another one. The stake is high. The stake is high. And if your area is not in academic or whatever, that's your area of business. You must be your own healthy competition. For Jesus to have taken Peter out of his business, Peter must have seen something about Jesus that his business could not give him. Are you with me? There's a sense of value. There are things I sit down in front of a computer with my wife. This particular function on Excel is not coming up here. Then she turns on her own i7 and we are playing and why is he not here? We begin to talk about it. You won't even know we are married or anything. So I will show you paper. I will deal with you. It's not, you can't treat anybody in this house. Everybody is making his own money. Everybody is making his own money. Nobody can treat anybody. So if you want to quarrel, quarrel. If you want to settle, settle. If you want to fight, fight. The space is open. And if you want to be happy, be happy. Happiness is a personal decision. Say, I love him. I love him. I love him. Is he love my life? No, you better open your eyes. Happiness is a personal decision. No man can give it to you. No woman can give it to you. Your decision to be great is your own. You may want to be a doctor. You may want to be a nurse. If you are in business, there's a particular woman behind our house. I will not mention her name. It was pastor said that link me with that woman. She has a very lovely, it's not a restaurant, it's a booker. But I promised my wife I will not be going there again. So I try, though sometimes my faith cannot sustain me, so I stop by. But once in a while. But I'm trying before, like the person that took me there himself has stopped going. Yeah, I can't stop. Once I like you, I like you. I don't know what the woman does, but I'm always on a queue there. Yeah, Balkis. I don't know what she does. And I'm talking about 20 people in that small shop. It's so annoying. But, like, I want to spend my own money. But I wait. There's no AC. There's nothing. But we're out there sweating it out. But you get Amala. And you get Panedia. Question. Is your product needed where you are? If you go to Port Harcourt, can you sell Amala there? Somebody thinking? I said, if that pounded yam, that Amala, with a wedu and begri, will it sell in Port Harcourt? You must understand your pricing, you must understand your market. Don't force anybody to get into the emotional space of patronizing you. It will not last. Talk about, say understanding. We are talking about understanding. Some of you are doing well. You are trying. You are just talking to the wrong set of people. That's all. Don't do business with family members. They won't pay. Say, bro, I've not forgotten you. I've not forgotten you. Forgot to... My brother, my only brother, sent me PS4. You know PS4? So he said, I should be playing League. So if you want to play League, just call me. You know, because it's out of bounds to my children. I want them to do well in life. But PS4, you know PS4 now. So I have PS4 in my bedroom. So just for me and my, what do you call, vice? What is that? Like something you indulge yourself with. My vanity. In case you are there now, you say, you want to see terrestrial realm. You want to go to celestial. It's from here we will see it too. Some of you. If your pastor has PS4 in his bedroom, you want to come and kill yourself. You know, the pastor's life is a very lonely one. So, some of you don't understand that one, but it's okay. God will soon call you. Then you will know. David, God will call you. So you will know how lonely our life is. My brother sent me PS4. Then he sent it to me and I said, he said, have you gotten it? I said, yeah. He said, so you are sending me so amount. I said, no, I don't need it. I don't need PS4. He said, no. He said, I need the money. I've just sent you my Stanbic account. I said, I can't see anything. He said, look at your, he said, you have just read my chat. I said, I can't see anything. That's my way of saying, I don't have money to give you. By the time my brother called next time, what's wrong with your head? What's wrong with your head? You think I'm playing here? I know, boy. This boy don't change him, oh. He don't change him for me. He said, you stop that. You think I'm playing with you here? I need that money now. I come out, I say, oh, boy. This is not the turn to another thing. Me, I think we just a play. So make I use Shakara. He said, the thing, no. My brother said, don't even think about it. Collected half of the money immediately. I said, have you seen it? I have seen it. How about the rest? Do you know what happened to me? The moment I gave him half of that money, I went back to my room, cleaned the... I cleaned the PS4, I rearranged the table, did everything like, okay. And I plugged it. Because since the time I collected it, I didn't even plug it in. Maybe it's even working. Maybe it's not working. You know? And I paid off. I just connected it. The thing didn't work. Hey! I said. Then I laughed. I said, oh boy. You will not be stranded, though. You will not be stranded. Whenever my father-in-law comes, say, Benga, I'm so proud of you. It's because I'm taking care of his daughter. You think it's because, say, even though you don't call me, but you can see your daughter, she's happy. She's always happy. She's always happy. So what do you want? You want them to say that pastor is beating, and he calls himself a pastor, he's beating his wife. He calls himself a pastor. And he's beating, they'll be doing their like beating. So you can forgive me for not calling you, but every time you see your daughter, she's happy, always beaming with fresh ideas. Hey, he's doing well. We are proud of you. I say, thank you, sir. Go God will give you somebody that anytime you take money out of his purse, he will not be angry. I don't like it. I don't like people. See, my private, my space, my... Oh, God, you are a poor man. Now, they invited me for a cruise somewhere. Is it boat cruise or something? I said, I'm not coming. I'm a Christian. Standard answer. What are we doing on the boat? Titanic sank. We've not seen it till today. They say it's boat cruise for couples. My wife is interested. Ah, no, yeah, you know, we can even organize something like that in church. I said no. My idea is argue the kind of argue that has sense. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even if you can't live your life like that, labor in the spirit so that your children can have a better life. Believe me, whether you are doing well here or not, it's not God, it's you. And I realize it has nothing to do with education, like reading book, academics. I have a client who is a security man at Aja. Say security man. Security man. He guards people's houses. He's a security man at DSTV office on the island. Close to the barbage. Where's my client? When he comes to my office, I write for him. I talk to him. He likes the way I relate with him. He was the one who offered me my first plot of land in Aja. And I rejected it. Because I'm a Christian. I don't like to do things because of what I want to gain. You know, just a deeper life, brother, on the way to heaven. I didn't know that up till now, Jesus will not come. The man told me in Yoruba, he said, Benga, I like the way you don't treat me like an uneducated person. I said, no, daddy, no. Yeah, I love you, I love your person. He said, I want to give you this plot. Discounted price. He gave me, this was 2008, 9. For 1.3. Now, I'm talking about, if you know Aja very well, after Akins. Do you know Akins? You know how it's not too far from that Aja bridge. Just after the towards Ado. Just pointed to the land, filled with water. May your eyes see opportunity. And may you not throw it away. Is this your Christian mind that is working against you? You can't differentiate something that has a future prospect. How can Judas be your mentor? There are some people in the Bible you should not be reading about. Yes, I was being sincere, but I was foolish. For lack of a better word. There is no plot of land you are going to find in Aja today. Because I could have left that land like that for years. 50 million now. 2008 to how many years between 2008 and now? 14 years. So you buy something for 1.3 million and you sell for 50. I will not even announce. You just notice I sat in front. When they are dancing, praise, I will just be rolling on the floor. You say, I like this brother the way he usually praise God. You will not know what is going on. And I will not tell you. I will just say, Sister Tina, oh. This is our God. You know, it's good to serve him. Know this God, anytime you are in a challenge, he will just be going, you see, Tina will say, I like this brother. He's always encouraging me. He's 50 million that is talking to you. As you are laughing, I want you to remember the person who lost the opportunity is the one talking to you. Do you know that as a banker, then I could have raised that money? The only problem I had was my bias. It's my mind, my bias. I just didn't see what's the big deal. Because I was coming from, I lived in Sokoto, I lived in Bauchi, I lived in Jos, I lived in Akure, I lived in Ife. I lived in so many places. I've never seen plots and plots of land covered with water. That human beings will be, I'm poor, but it's not like this. I didn't realize that was the gold. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just because it didn't fit into my bias. I said no, and I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel bad because I can't stoop so low. You are a fool. You stoop, you even know more than this one. Do you understand what I'm saying? I didn't know. Just 12 years, 14 years, Adams. Without even doing sale for anything, I would have just sold it for 50 million. If I put a fence around it, I'll collect the money of that fence. A wise woman discovers her field, and she buys it. She doesn't say, give me for free. You will never know the value like that. If you're asking someone to train you, pay the person, even if it's your sister. Buy it. Free things don't work. There's always a pro version. There's a pro version. There's an enterprise version. That one, there are some features that we never unlock until you pay for the pro version or the enterprise. Think about it. I want you to be angry this morning. Go back and look at all the gifts God has put inside of you. Those things you started and you shut down. I want you to go home and be, and don't go home and watch Netflix. Go home and sit down and have a meeting with yourself. In 3 months, your life can change. I'm telling you, just by making the right decision, you put yourself on a path where you can never go back in your life again. You will never have a better yesterday. God is happy when his children are doing well. God is happy when his children are doing well. My father in the law, Pastor W.F. Kumuyi, built a large church in front of our house there in Bagada. That building is not supposed to exist there. Because it's a residential area. But because they have the numbers, let every member of Deeper Life refuse to vote for you, we feel it. So even if you don't like the man, you have to be careful. Because any they perceive your smell from anywhere, the government can't do anything to them because of their numbers, because of their influence. If you are small, they will step on your head. The scripture says, I will multiply them and they will not be small. They will not be small. That's what the word of God says. I will multiply them. They will not be small. That's what God said to you. See, I will multiply you. You will not be small. Wherever you go, they will feel the weight of heaven behind you. So it's an insult upon the integrity of God's word to think small and to embrace small. It's an insult. If you know your root and your history, you will not allow anybody mess with you again. How can I say your husband will be pushing your head like pushing? And you say it's not submission. You have something wrong with you. You have a low self-esteem problem. You are in a man. Somebody, a man is pushing you and doing your life for what? It's an error. It's an error. Whatever that man saw that made him able to be pressing his hand again, something is wrong. Before, instead of saying sorry to yourself, go back and look at what gave him that gut, that F1 chip. My friend had an argument with his wife. And the wife told him, if you do not keep quiet there, I will surprise you. Hey! I'm not joking. These are my friends. The wife said, I have stood over you twice in the night with a knife in my hand to stab you. You are here, you are talking. Who are you? You won't see tomorrow. And my friend, when he sleeps, he snores. You just snore and meet yourself at the gate of heaven. If your wife, as gentle as she is, tells you that you are a small boy, that twice she has stood over your head on the bed with a knife, asking herself why she should not stab you, Then, you see, my brother became quiet. Because he realized that he's just talking. This one has gone beyond talking. She has a knife. You will not be insulted. You've got a lot in your inside. Locked up. But by understanding, you will bring them out today. So you go home today. Before you have your lunch or your Netflix, have a meeting, a love meeting with yourself. For the sake of your children. For the sake of your generations. Huh? Things cannot remain the way they are. I cannot allow you to marry my daughter. Is it not because you don't have money? When you have money, they will not tell you that we are one Nigeria. We are one Nigeria. Can I buy someone from Otukpo? It's because he's not a senator. If he's a senator, you will know that Otukpo people are the best. You will not be small. I promise you, you will not be small. That thing that makes a man think small, embrace small, become small, choose small, that thing is removed from your DNA. There is one key that guarantees heaven's approval over a man that has made this decision. It is kingdom service. Kingdom what? When you make up your mind to be eternally useful in the cause of God, serving the purpose of God for your generation, whether it's in your local assembly or in the ministry the Lord has placed upon your hands, outside there, there is something that excites God about those who serve Him. And when we come back on Wednesday, I will establish that one. Are you blessed today? Are you blessed today? Let me turn to your neighbor and prophesy to them, you will not be small. Prophesy like a prophet and tell them, you will not be small. Say, God will multiply you and you will not be small. God will multiply you. You will not be limited. In the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord and give Him glory.